Prince Louis strode angrily back and forth in his private quarters, gulping at a glass of wine without really tasting it. Apart from a few bruises and a nasty gash on one hand, he'd come out of Dominic's ambush pretty much unscathed, but he was still fuming mad. A third of his men were dead or wounded. Almost another third had deserted his ranks and left the castle. He had the satisfaction of knowing that the monk and Ironheart had done some considerable damage to Dominic's troops, but the attack itself still rankled. He'd gone to negotiate in good faith, and they'd laughed at him. Louis gritted his teeth and tried to calm himself. All right, he'd made a mistake. He wouldn't make the same mistake again. He threw himself into his favorite chair and stared sulkily at his feet. Nothing seemed to be going right lately. The monk had failed to destroy Victor and his people at Boromir. The alliance with Dominic was over before it had even begun, and now his oak tree was dying. He glared at the great tree in its corner. The leaves had fallen from its branches, and the bark was mottled with some kind of fungus. Louis had almost exhausted his earth magic trying to keep the tree alive, but something in the tree resisted him. Either the unreal had got past his wards and undermined his magic, or Dominic had somehow managed to poison it. Louis frowned sulkily. He was fond of that tree, and if all that wasn't bad enough, now Ironheart was getting mulish. He scowled at a tall suit of armor standing motionless in its corner. The battered armor was clean and gleaming, with only a few flecks of dried blood around the gauntlet's knuckles to show that Ironheart had recently been in battle.
You promised me my freedom. You gave me your word, Prince Louis.
So I did. When I become king, you shall be free of all obligations to me.
That wasn't the deal.
The deal has changed. My dear Ironheart, you must see that I need your protection now more than ever. I really can't do without you until I am safely on the throne and the stone is mine to draw on.
You may never be king. I see and hear many things denied to your limited senses. Castle Midnight is under siege. The Unreal is finally breaking free of the chains that have bound it for so long, and creatures of the night wait impatiently in the dark places for the last few barriers to fall. It may already be too late to stop them.
Do you know that for sure?
No, but I suspect it.
Your suspicions don't matter. Nothing matters to you and me but the bond between us. You're mine, Ironheart, body and soul, and your only hope for freedom is to obey me in all things.
Yes, Prince Louis, I'm yours for now.
You're mine until I decide otherwise.
Louis emptied his glass, dropping it carelessly onto the grassy floor. He was tired, and his injured hand ached. He wanted to go to bed and forget the day's troubles in sleep, but he had to wait for the monk's report, and as usual, the monk was late. Louis scowled. He had to know what was happening in Victor's camp.
Come in.
The door swung open, and a young serving maid came in, bearing a cold meal on a tray. Louis remembered ordering the meal earlier, but he wasn't hungry anymore. He started to wave the maid and meal away, and then stopped and took a second look at the maid. As a different hunger awoke in him.
Oh. Come here, girl. Let me look at you.
All right.
She moved reluctantly forward, holding the tray out before her as though it could protect her from him.
Put the tray down.
Where?
Anywhere, that table, right there.
Her hands were trembling visibly, and she turned slowly back to face him. She was good-looking in a simple, healthy way, with wavy, shoulder-length hair and a firm, supple figure. She looked to be in her mid-twenties, but her pale face and wide eyes made her seem much younger. Louis smiled at her easily, but she didn't return the smile.
They've been telling stories about me again, haven't they?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, you don't want to believe everything you hear, my dear. My enemies tell lies about me and try to make me out a monster. And I tell the same kind of lies about them. It's all part of the game we play. It's called politics. Now stop shivering and shaking and relax. Do I look like a monster to you?
No.
That's right. I don't.
Louis nodded surreptitiously to Ironheart. His mailed hands shot out and grasped the maid's arms above the elbows.
Oh, don't bother trying to break free. Ironheart doesn't let go unless I tell him to.
Lewis rose slowly out of his chair and walked over to stand before her. He reached out a hand to caress her face, and she shrank away from him. Lewis smiled slightly.
The one thing you should know by now about Castle Midnight is that nothing is necessarily what it seems.
By the time the monk materialized, Lewis had finished amusing himself with the serving maid.
You're an hour late, monk.
The monk's empty cowl turned slightly to observe the still, bloody form lying limply on the floor. Her wide, staring eyes saw nothing at all, and her face wasn't pretty anymore.
It seems you made use of your time.
Oh, that? Get rid of it.
The body will not be found, sire.
Very well. Now, why are you so late?
My apologies. There is much of interest happening in the castle at present, and I like to keep you well informed. For example, I was right in my suspicions about your brother Victor. He's using a double for his public appearances. The man you saw in court this evening was merely an actor under a glamour spell.
I would have sworn it was Victor. It looked like him. It was his voice. Damn it, he had fire magic. I saw it.
A conjuring trick, Your Highness. Sleight of hand. Nothing more.
Dominic already knew about this. That's what he was hinting at earlier on.
Exactly. It appears he's known about this for some time. He's already set in motion a plan to discredit the imposter. There is to be a testing before the stone tomorrow morning. Dominic will challenge the double to spill his blood on the stone, and when he can't, thus proving himself an imposter, Dominic will demand to know what has happened to the real Victor. His people will then be forced to reveal how ill and helpless your brother really is.
Not a bad idea, and one we can take advantage of. My friends, we are going to attend this testing. Once the imposter has been revealed, I'll raise a clamor about who else is pretending to be what they're not. In the confusion, my men will attack Dominic's, and you, monk, will kill my brother. I'd prefer to do it myself, but you're the only one of us strong enough to stand up against his sorcery. Afterward, we'll claim he was an unreal double that had managed to replace the real Dominic, and there'll be no one left who can prove otherwise. Yes, I like that. Make the arrangements, monk.
Ironheart and the monk watched Lewis leave, then turned to each other.
I want to kill him. I want it more than I've ever wanted anything before.
In good time. For the moment, at least, we need him. As long as the castle believes we serve Lewis, we're protected from too close a scrutiny. The steward suspects our nature, but Lewis's position keeps her from doing anything about it. Put aside your anger, my friend. Lewis is useful to us.
He won't always be.
That's right. And then you and I will teach him the true meaning of fear and suffering.
It won't be enough. No matter how much he suffers, it won't be enough. I need him to burn and writhe as I have all these long years.
He reached up with his mailed gauntlets and lifted off his helmet. The room's soft lamplight shone palely on the dead white face. The flesh was slack and utterly colorless, even where the left eye had recently been cut in two by a sword thrust. No blood had flowed from the jagged edges of the wound, nor ever would.
I've been dead almost 12 years now. 12 years since I took my life and damned myself by magic to this unliving hell. I did this to myself, monk. And all for revenge on a man whose face I can't even remember now. I always was a fool where a woman was concerned. Now my organs rot and decay within me, and my bones grow brittle. and still the preservation spell won't let me die the true death. I can feel the rot and corruption within me, and the pain burns endlessly every hour of the day and night. I can't rest. I can't sleep. And I'm always so damn tired. Sometimes I think the tiredness is worse than the pain. Can't you help me at all, Monk? You have power. Can't you at least let me sleep just for a while?
I'd help you if I could, my friend. But the curse on you is beyond my undoing.
I can't stand this much longer. I can't. I'll go mad. I move and talk and fight and pretend I'm still alive. But every day it gets harder to hold on to my memories of who I was. I'm losing them, bit by bit, to the endless pain and rage and frustration. Lewis swore he had a counterspell that would free me from this curse and let me die at last. But sometimes I think I'm too useful to him, and he'll never let me go. I'm losing hope, Monk, and hope is all I've got left.
You must be strong, my friend. It won't be long now, I promise you. Just hang on a little longer, and all your suffering will be at an end. I give you my word on it.
Ironheart looked at the monk, and his dead mouth tried to smile.
You are the only friend I have, Monk. And I'm not even sure you're real. It doesn't matter anyway. I don't care. You've been a good friend to me. At least when I'm with you, I can almost forget the pain for a while.
I can't stay with you long, Ironheart. But I'll stay as long as I can.
I get so scared sometimes. Scared that when I finally get my chance to die, I won't have the guts to take it. This is worse than any hell I ever dreamed of. But even so, sometimes the thought of dying scares me even more. I wasn't a bad man in my day, but since I died, I've done questionable things just to cling to this horrid existence. I'm afraid all the time now, Monk. Scared to die, but just as scared of going on like this.
It won't be much longer. Everything is in motion.
I hope it is. With every fiber of my being, I hope this ends soon.